Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Was Cheetah by None from their EP, aptly titled EP, released in September of 2014. That was the closing track from that release, called Cheetah on Shark Tooth Records. You're tuned into The Mixtape. My name's Brian Cleveland. Going to be with you over the next hour of the program. As we do every single week, this show is all about bringing you new Canadian music, new emerging Canadian music, with a heavy focus on local releases to the St. John, New Brunswick area and also the Maritimes. The show is broadcast live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. out of local 107.3 FM, the campus and community radio station in St. John, New Brunswick, and then rebroadcast both on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Program Exchange and many fine partners across Canada. Also available for your own personal download, the show is uploaded to radioforall.net and also the iTunes podcasting service. You can just search for The Mixtape, and there's also a Facebook group if you'd like to participate or get updates. Just search for The Mixtape on local 107.3 FM, or you can even go on Facebook and befriend me if you so wish. Again, my name is Brian Cleveland, the host of this program. This week, we're doing a little bit of a special episode as we round out the year that was 2014. I want to bring you a couple of episodes for a couple of weeks in a row with some of my favorite records and releases of the year. And we're going to start off with best local records, or my favorite local releases of 2014. Local to me and to the program, which is, again, St. John, New Brunswick. And as I mentioned, that was a track from Nun, a really excellent new band that sort of came out, I'm guessing, mostly over the summer months, and then put out a debut EP in September of this year. It's a project from Sadie Donahue, who had a huge year, put out so much material, and as far as I can tell, had never really put out much music before. Definitely a well-known young singer in the city, and she is currently studying in Sackville at Mount Allison, but still very much a St. Johner, and her band is made up of all St. Johners. And if you're well aware of the St. John music scene, these are people that you would all know and are going to be played on some of the other releases that we're going to feature today. Gavin Dan's playing guitar, Cole Savoy playing bass, and Drew Sweet playing drums. Those folks involved in all sorts of projects, including Bad People, Little You, Little Me, Hand Drawn, and loads of other bands. And Sadie Donahue on guitars and vocals. Some of these tracks are tracks that had been heard from before. Cheetah had a solo version on a sort of mini album, 7-track record that she put out in April for free on Bandcamp at sadie8.bandcamp.com, called Say, which is S-E with a comma. And then she also put out singles in July and November, and those can both be found there as well. And then also put out a really interesting EP as a duo with Jerry Faye Flat as a group called Regardless. And these demo tracks were put out also in July, recorded by Curtis Bask in his house in the north end of St. John that used to be a church. And you can sort of find somewhat similar styles of tracks on that release, though with Jerry Faye Flat sharing vocal duties. And that's a really interesting release. And if we have time in the program, because I don't want to focus on just one person, I want to focus on as many different artists as possible, we'll also hear from Regardless and then possibly some of Sadie's solo stuff. But this is a really great EP. Definitely go check it out. Sharktooth Records putting out some of the strongest releases in the last year or so, and we'll definitely be playing other albums from their sort of release spectrum. And you can find all those at sharktoothrecords.bandcamp.com. This one digitally available for $3, or you can choose to pay more than that as well. So go check that one out right now. And we're going to move on to another album from the Sharktooth Records canon, if you will. This one is the new one by Stegosaurus. I believe it was their second release, their first one being a self-titled EP, Stegosaurus. And this is the project from Sharktooth Records founder Stuart Buckley. He's on guitar and vocals. Seth O'Neill also on this, on bass and vocals, and Colin Ratchford playing drums on this release, which came out in March of 2014. Definitely one of the most interesting St. John based bands to come out in the last couple of years. A band I enjoy very much, and definitely competing with Learning for sort of my favorite local band that is currently producing music, and definitely interested to hear what they come up with next. I think that they might have had a little bit of a lineup change recently, but they seem pretty active. They've been playing a lot of shows recently. And this 4-track EP is available for free on sharktoothrecords.bandcamp.com. So no reason not to make this one a part of your collection. You're going to hear a track called Vice Grip from that. We're then going to hear from Reagan's Ray Guns following that. And that is from their 2014 EP, Excellent Party at Reagan's Ray Guns. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that one when we come back. So without further ado, here is Stegosaurus with Vice Grip. You're listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM, bringing you our favorite local releases of 2014. was Montreal by Reagan's Raygun's right here on the mixtape, bringing you our favorite St. John local releases of 2014. That is one of my favorite tracks from their really great new EP in 2014, released very early in the year in the middle of January. It is entitled Excellent Party at Reagan's Raygun's, and we haven't really heard anything much from them since then. I know they've been working on the Computers for Punks project, which has sort of been waiting for that to come out. And otherwise, this is their third EP in as many years. They put out Terrible Things in April 2012, Jeff in April of 2013, and then this EP, as I mentioned, very early on in 2014. So definitely hoping for new stuff from them in 2015. From what I've heard, they've been working on lots of different things. So maybe we'll see a full length. That would be really exciting for sure. And you can find this record available for purchase digitally and as a CD on reagansreagans.bandcamp.com. You can get a CD for $6, or you can get it digitally for $4. And again, as is the case with many Bandcamp releases, you can also choose to pay more and support your local bands. This also has a pretty cool track. It was pretty hard for me to choose a track off this one, actually. There's a couple of really fun tracks on this one. This is probably my favorite EP of the three. So it starts off with the Tom Brokaw 1 and Tom Brokaw 2, definitely two really strong tracks. Montreal that we just heard, and also The Bracist, which I think is a pretty hilarious song, sort of shows the different sides of the band, generally aiming to be pretty humorous, but definitely also very strong songwriting, as you would expect to be the case with a band made up of such great St. John musicians. This is Sean Boyer's project, sort of his solo project, I believe it sort of started off as, but now it has a pretty formed lineup. Adam Kierstead on bass there. Adam involved in all kinds of great bands, definitely one of the strongest bass players in St. John. Chris Braden on guitar, again, a guy you see on all kinds of different releases and different involved in all kinds of different bands, Penny Blacks and Jessica Ray and all that sort of stuff. And Dan Boyer, Sean's brother, on drums, a guy you don't see involved in too many bands in the music scene, but really strong musician, and glad that he's taking part in a band such as Reagan's Raygun's. So looking forward to what they have coming in the new year, and also looking forward to what Stegosaurus might be bringing us in the new year. You heard a track called Vice Grip from them from their Masked Marvel EP, which came out in March. And again, that's a band involved heavily in the Sharktooth Records, who also had a very big year, put out all kinds of different releases, sort of a label that popped up around 2013, I think around the summer, and started putting out records from St. John bands. They put out their own EP and also the Learning debut album Culkin in November of last year, definitely my most favorite local release last year, and definitely also in my top 10 overall for the whole year. Really great record. And then they followed up that their own EP in March of this year, which we just heard from Masked Marvel, but then started putting out all kinds of records from different groups. We saw them put out a single from Cellar Ghost in July. We saw them put out the debut Tooth and the Fang record, which we'll possibly be hearing from today as well, in October. And then also, as I mentioned earlier, put out the Nun EP, and then also put out a new project from Gavin Downs called The Balaclava, and he put out this sort of comprehensive release called Faceless, The Crustacean. I'd have to ask him if it's technically an album or if it's just sort of a compilation of all the different tracks he's been working on for quite some time, a project that he's put out a little bit of music from in the past as well. So you're listening to The Mixtape, a program that generally airs for an hour every single week, bringing you all kinds of fine, new, emerging Canadian tunes. And these are all of my favorite local releases of 2014 that we're hearing from today. And these are generally all records that we've played on the show in the past year, I would suspect. I think that it'd be pretty unlikely that we're going to hear from anyone that you haven't heard from on the program before, but perhaps someone that you haven't heard on the program for a little while, because as you mentioned, some of these records came out almost a full year ago at this point. So we're going to move on to Alex Keeler. Definitely played this EP loads on the show. It's his first release in quite some time. Alex Keeler, another St. John musician involved in many different projects, most well known probably as the drummer for the Wooden Wives, and he's had that title for quite some time. And he's put out some really, really strong solo stuff, but it's pretty rare that you see him put out anything. So this record was called Try Your Best, an EP that came out in late February 2014, and it was his first release under his own name since 2009, when he put out the other really popular record at Local FM, which was CFMH at the time, called Tokyo Demos, and that got loads of play. So always looking forward to more solo music from him, and he also almost never plays solo shows, so this was sort of a bit of a surprise, but loved by our programmers here at Local 107.3. Heard these tracks tons. I'm pretty sure I probably played all of these tracks at least once on the show. Just such a strong EP with the really interesting pop and vocal harmonies and sort of a fun mix. The tracks are kind of all a little bit different. There's some slower folk stuff there, some faster pop songs, and you know, some shorter songs, some longer songs. It's definitely a real grab bag, and you can find this at alexkeelher.bandcamp.com, and you can buy it for $5 digitally. And we're going to hear a track from that release called Why Are You on Fire? Following that, we're going to hear from Gary Flanagan. We'll tell you all about his latest release when we come back, but you're going to hear a track called Robots Dancing. Again, you're tuned in to Local 107.3 FM's The Mixtape, brought to you every single week. My name is Brian Cleveland, bringing you my favorite local records of 2014 this week. Keep it locked right here. Here is Alex Keeler with Why Are You on Fire?
Excuse me, but why are you on fire? Who me? Why do you inquire? I'm only concerned for your well-being. Now the heat from the flames make it difficult to breathe. The crowds draw near, they wanna see me bleed. They're on to me, they know this is a dream. The world they see, it doesn't mean a thing. Sometimes my mind, it moves so fast. The best thing to do is to relax. And all I really need is to get a little sleep. I didn't wanna have to think. Was real, or if it was a dream. Memory. so fast. Sometimes my mind, it moves so fast. Sometimes my mind, it moves so fast. The best thing to do is
Thank you.
brought to you by Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. My name is Brian Cleveland, and you're tuned in to The Mixtape as we bring you our favorite local releases of 2014. That was Robots Dancing by Gary Flanagan. That one's coming off of his latest record that came out in 2014 in August called Dead Rhythm Bureau, sort of a Gary's tribute to mid-90s techno. Gary, someone that you're probably familiar with if you're sort of well-versed in the St. John music scene, a guy that's been composing and recording music for over a couple of decades. He's released probably about a dozen albums and appeared on all kinds of compilations, been involved in different electronic music zines and performed live all over Canada, and he has lived in St. John, New Brunswick throughout that period of time, and definitely put out all kinds of very different releases. This one, as I mentioned, sort of a focus on techno. His 2012 release, which was his ninth studio album, sort of an homage to classic rock and pop songs, so very different from that as well, doing some sort of 60s, 70s, and 80s classic rock pop style original tracks. And a guy that's been involved in all sorts of different levels and different amounts of involvement over that period of time, so always nice to see new records from him. Hasn't really been performing live for quite some time now, but used to put on some amazing live shows. Definitely a very popular performer in St. John, and you should go check out this record at garyflanagan.bandcamp.com. You can buy it digitally for $4 or receive a handmade CDR version of the album for $10. And definitely played quite a few tracks from this release over the last couple of months. Very much a big fan of Gary Flanagan, and he also is very forthright and well thought out, and as you suspect, as someone involved in zine writing, is very well written and puts out lots of information on his personal website, garyflanagan.com. And he also did a pretty interesting write-up about this record that you can find on there, sort of answering some potential questions, frequently asked questions that people might have. So he talked about the inspiration for the album, what the title meant, how long he was working on this record, how it was created, the themes of the record, some of the titles and different gear. So loads of information, very forthright about this album, so go check that one out. You also heard from Alex Kelleher, Why Are You On Fire, from his February 2014 EP, Try Your Best, that being one of my favorite songs from that EP, but a very strong EP, one that we've played all those tracks on the show. You might recall hearing tracks such as First Thing in the Morning or Not So Fast, Partner. Those are two that I played quite a few times. So we're continuing to bring you some of my favorite local St. John, New Brunswick releases of 2014 this week as we round out the year. And coming up next, you're going to hear from Bad People, putting out an album in 2014. I'll give you all sorts of information about it when we come back, but you're going to hear a track called Dead Beat Pete right now on The Mixtape.
Well, I'll start the job and you can do the work. Won't even find me now, won't even find my shirt. I'm Dead Beat. Dead Beat Pete. And I'll make a promise, but only make it worse. My kids don't love me and it don't even hurt. I'm Dead Beat. Dead Beat Pete. Stay home, and it's my sister's, not my
Alcatraz.
And right here on the mixtape, that was the title track from Wayne Hansen's 2014 release, Escape. You're tuned in to the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. Over the hour of the program today, we've been counting down some of my favorite local releases for 2014, local to me in St. John, New Brunswick. This program being hosted live on local 107.3 FM every single week from 9 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast both on this station across the nation thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange, bringing you all kinds of new emerging Canadian musicians, including a heavy focus on St. John and the Maritimes. Wayne's latest record, his sophomore release coming out in October of 2014, not all that long ago, follow-up to his debut release in early 2013, that record called Memories of East Africa. All kinds of really interesting folk and world-inspired music using his Looping Station Live. Very cool show to check out if you have the opportunity. Go and see Wayne Hansen. Wayne Hansen, also a programmer here at my home station at Local FM and a good friend of mine. But I wouldn't include him here if I didn't think this was a fine record with some pretty cool tracks on it. So go check it out, and you can find it at music.waynehansen.ca. Also hearing from Bad People and Deadbeat Pete, one of my favorite tracks when he does it live, and definitely captured very well on this record that was recorded over the latter half of 2013 and released in February of 2014, this being Cole Savoy's main solo project, but lately been backing up with a pretty strong band, all kinds of interesting and different musicians all over this record, including people that you'd be fairly familiar with if you're in touch with the St. John music scene. Emily Saab playing violin, Eric Ringette, Corey Bonnevie, Mike Roy, Mark Jeffrey, Babette Hayward, all sorts of folks on this country and folk rock record. And you can find this one at badpeople.bandcamp.com. Get it digitally for only $8. And again, another guy that plays loads of live shows, and they are great ones. So we're going to round out the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have about one or two more releases to bring your way, and there's so many more I could have played from if I had the time and less plans for the next couple of shows. I definitely could have done a part one and a part two. So many fine records coming out of St. John and Brunswick this year, and I would have loved to have played many more of them for you, the tracks and records that you've heard from in the last couple of years. So we're not going to hear from releases such as the new one from Brent Mason. Leo LaFleur also putting out a really great record this year, Regardless putting out a really fine demo record this year. So many more I'm probably not thinking of. Vogue Dots arguably falling into this camp with local musicians sort of not really based in St. John anymore. Maybe we'll hear from them next week as I count down my favorite records from the Maritimes outside of St. John. So stay tuned for that. Also going to be bringing you an episode full of my favorite records from the rest of Canada outside the Maritimes. And then early in 2015, my old co-host on the mixtape, Tom O'Connell, and myself will be bringing you our overall favorite 15 records of the year. We'll have our own respective lists as we usually do every single year, bringing you a 3-hour special live broadcast, and we'll have more information about that both on the forthcoming broadcasts of this program. And if you want to find out and get updated information, you can go to our Facebook group, which you can find by searching for the mixtape and in brackets, it is on local 107.3 FM. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Tooth and the Fang. Jeff Smith, the main guy in this project, this is sort of his solo project, but as with many fine solo projects in this city, all kinds of great collaborators all over this record. Alex Glasky's on this one, Gavin Downs, Justin McKeel, Corey Bonnevie again, Nick Porter, and many, many more. All kinds of different players and engineers all over these recordings, and this is a bit of a mouthful. It's And I Heard from the Empty Spaces, the Sound of Music, a Beautiful and Awful Music. And you're going to hear a track called Silhouette. Check this one out. It is available on toothandthefang.bandcamp.com for $5, but you can also find it. He falls into the Shark Tooth Records camp as well, so you can also find it over there. And we're also going to hear closing out this week and closing out my favorite records of 2014. We're going to hear from Little You, Little Me. Their long-awaited debut record came out in April of 2014, following many singles and an EP over the last 2 years. This album, entitled What Have I Been Doing? What Have You Been Doing With Your Time? A very popular St. John group who have been sort of starting to explore the realm outside of this city. They've been playing shows all across the Maritime. Also had a really great gig at Pop Montreal this summer. This band made up of the aforementioned Jeff Smith, Corey Bonnevie, Gavin Downs, and this record had their original drummer, Alex Lasky, all over it. They have a new drummer now. Michael and the rest of the crew are recording lots of new tracks and hopefully going to be putting out a new album next summer, or at least some sort of release from what I can understand. This one had a pretty interesting release, collaboration with Hard Times in the Maritimes, Cool Zine out of St. John, and released for free. And I'm not sure how many copies they put out, but hopefully you got your hands on this one. And also, as you can imagine, lots of different collaborators all over this record as well, who you'd probably be familiar with. Andrew Bask, Adam Kierstead, Babette Hayward again. And this one mostly being recorded by Corey Bonnevie himself and Mark Goslin. You can also get this one digitally online at lylm.bandcamp.com for $10. And we're going to hear a track from this record to close out the show. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. This has been me, Brian Cleveland, bringing you my favorite local releases of 2014. We heard from Nun, Stegosaurus, Reagan's Ray Guns, Alex Keeler, Gary Flanagan, Bad People, Wayne Hansen. And as just mentioned, we're going to hear from Tooth and the Fang and Little You, Little Me closing out 2014. Looking forward to what's coming up next in 2015. All kinds of great stuff happening in St. John. Here is Silhouette by Tooth and the Fang right here on the mixtape. Have a great day. Any
intentions of you and me ever becoming we, there needs not be any intentions of you and me ever becoming we, there needs not be any intentions of you and me ever becoming we, there needs not be any intentions of you and me ever becoming. Yeah.